Next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly.
Look at that. That's not close.
It's just so awkward to watch.
God is good and all the time.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Economic turmoil, our top story at 5. The Dow down over 1,100 points as inflation fears and a disappointing earnings report take their toll. Reporter Jason Brooks gets us started.
Target put investors in a sour mood after reporting that its first quarter profit plunged more than $1 billion from a year earlier due to rising costs from supply chain disruptions, higher wages, and overall inflation. That sent Target shares diving by more than 20%, dragging most other retail stocks into the mud, including Costco, Dollar Tree, and Walmart.
That is Jason Brooks reporting. Meantime, at the pumps.
Painful to watch what's going on at the pump.
No end in sight to the pain there, with prices jumping another nickel a gallon overnight. The national average now sits at $4.56 a gallon. That's a ninth straight day of record increases.
Every day I come here to work and everything goes up like another 5 to 10 cents.
It's not good. It doesn't look like it's getting any better.
That's crazy. That's just pure crazy for people to be paid that much for a gallon of gas.
Aaliyah McCullough runs a daycare in Pennsylvania and says parents are canceling their summer vacation plans because they cannot afford the gas.
I see headlines that say summer travel may dampen. I'm talking to parents where summer travel isn't even a possibility.
Gas averaging $4.73 a gallon right now in Pennsylvania. It's $4.84 in New York. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
This is a big problem. This is the problem the Biden administration said didn't exist a year ago. They've made it harder and continue to make it harder. They have no plan to address it, and I think it's just going to get worse.
Rubio says if the gas crisis gripping the country does not relent, America will slip into a recession. And sooner rather than later.
It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly at people's budget at a time when everything else is up.
Pundits predict $5 a gallon gasoline in both New York and Pennsylvania, a very real possibility by Memorial Day. Too close to call. The other big story at 5, the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania still in doubt as the most watched nominating contest in the country goes into overtime.
When is this close? What else would you expect? Everything about this campaign has been tight.
Trump-backed TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and hedge fund manager Dave McCormick locked in a razor-thin race. And it could be a while before we get a winner.
Get some rest. We got a lot of work to do.
Today, former President Trump urged his endorsed candidate, Dr. Oz, to declare himself the winner, even though the race still too close to call. Printing errors, delaying, counting ballots in Lancaster County last night, and now there's talk that this contest could be headed for a recall. Political pundit Guy Benson says the longer this takes, the worse it gets for the American people.
Elections in this country can take days, if not weeks, to resolve if it's a close election. I mean, this undermines, I think, people's faith in the outcomes eventually.
Just 2,500 votes separate McCormick and Oz. Meantime, in the state's Democratic race for Senate.
Look at that. That's not close. I mean, that is a whooping.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman celebrating his easy win in the hospital after suffering a stroke in the Republican race for governor. State Senator Doug Mastriano scored a double-digit win for the right to take on State Attorney General Josh Shapiro in November.
God is good. And all the time.
The Trump-backed Mastriano will square off against the Democrat Shapiro, who ran unopposed. The 18-year-old alleged gunman in the Buffalo supermarket massacre will make his court appearance tomorrow to answer to first-degree murder and hate crimes charges. Reporter Alexis McAdams has more.
About a half hour before the shooting, the social media platform called Discard tells us he invited a small group of people into a chat room to share his plans. No one in that chat room called police.
Alexis McAdams reporting. Police say the suspect started planning his attack back in December and was scouting out other targets too, including an elementary school, churches, and Jewish communities in New Jersey. Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a series of executive orders aimed at going after domestic terrorism.
To monitor the places where radicalization occurs. We're watching you now. We know what you're up to. and will be coming after you.
State Attorney General Tish James also announcing today that her office will launch an investigation into the social media companies that the shooter used to plan, promote, and stream the attack. The Biden administration's Disinformation Governance Board is now on hold amid free speech concerns, and board director Nina Jankowicz is reportedly out the door. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
What you had were millions of Americans recoiling from the idea that the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, with all of its law enforcement and national security powers, might be refereeing political debates in the public sphere.
Senator Cotton says that Disinformation Governance Board is something you'd find in North Korea, not America. Well, come Monday, Title 42 will be no more, that Trump-era border policy being rescinded by the Biden administration. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
It will end on May 23rd. That does not mean that the border is open beginning on May 23rd. We continue to enforce the laws of this country.
Brandon Judd is with the National Border Patrol Council.
He can use rhetoric as much as he wants, but the facts clearly show we have an open border and it's going to get worse because no policies or programs have been put in place to address what is going to come May 23rd.
Last month, there were 234,000 border apprehensions. That is the most ever in a single month. Officials say once Title 42 is lifted, an estimated 18,000 illegal immigrants a day will cross into this country. One of the Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd pleaded guilty today as part of a plea deal. Thomas Lane pleaded guilty to manslaughter charges of aiding and abetting.
He got a sentence deal. He's going to be sentenced likely to 3 years or less, which he will spend in federal prison concurrent with his federal sentence.
That is legal analyst Lori Levinson. President Biden will make his first trip to Asia since taking office. The president heads overseas to South Korea and Japan tomorrow. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
To deepen two vibrant economic partnerships, to work with two fellow democracies to shape the rules of the road for the 21st century.
North Korea and China will also come up during the president's trip overseas. Still to come this Wednesday, gun violence in New York, gas pains everywhere, and Big Mac attack in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our weather maker in the short term will be a warm front. Ahead of that front, we can expect showers tonight and a few rumbles into tomorrow. Behind the front, temperatures, they surge into the 80s, if not higher, heading into the end of the week and the start of the weekend. But for the night tonight, cloudy with showers. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy, a few more scattered showers. Afternoon rumbles possible on the Interstate 81 corridor through central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures, 60s and low 70s. Then on Friday, partly sunny, much warmer. High temperatures on Friday will climb easily into the 80s.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Wednesday, May 18th. Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a series of executive orders aimed at going after domestic terrorism.
Focusing exclusively on domestic terrorism, first time ever. They'll develop the best practices for law enforcement, for mental health professionals, for school officials to address the rise in homegrown extremism.
A move in response to Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo, the governor says the suspected teenage gunman was able to use social media to broadcast the massacre.
There's a feeding frenzy going on in social media that hate just breeds more hate. And think about all the people who saw the live stream of the slaughter, the massacre of innocent people in a grocery store at a top store on Jefferson Avenue in Buffalo, New York. They witnessed this in real time.
The governor also taking aim at guns by calling for stricter laws in the Empire State.
In this great country, weapons designed for battlefields should not be used to execute people shopping for groceries.
Today, New York State Attorney General Tish James also announcing that her office will launch an investigation into the social media companies in connection to that mass shooting in Buffalo. James says the probe will focus on the platforms the shooter used to plan, promote, and stream the attack. Also today, members of the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Buffalo Bandits visited that makeshift memorial near the scene of Saturday's shooting. The players also taking part in a food distribution drive today in Buffalo. Record high pump prices impacting local not-for-profits that deliver vital services to area shut-ins. And that's why Visions Federal Credit Union in Binghamton, New York is handing out gas cards to Meals on Wheels volunteers.
They are hitting our rural communities as well, as well as the city. So the fact that they're getting out to reach all those different places where people are in need of food was really a big winning point for us.
Spokesman Tim Strong says the gas cards will help volunteers deliver meals to those in need. Rebecca Morales is the Meals on Wheels coordinator in Broome County.
They came out to each of our sites and, you know, gave a little talk to the volunteers and told them how much they're appreciated and gave out everyone gas cards.
I was maybe a little broader after we learned that we were able to get out there and not be in the hole so much as far as our own personal stuff.
Volunteer Ken Wiley says the gas cards will help him help others. And the show goes on for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Here's correspondent Christopher Cruz.
If there was ever a time for the return of Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey, it's now.
That's producer Kenneth Feld in a video news release about the return of the famous circus. The show stopped in 2017, a victim of changing times, slumping ticket sales, and increasing criticism of its animal performances. The new circus will begin a 50-city tour in September 2023 with stories and acrobats, aerial artists, jugglers, and human cannonballs, but without animal performers.
That is Christopher Cruz reporting. It's time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks had a very rough day today with the NASDAQ losing almost 5% for the day. Earnings from Target today and Walmart yesterday have investors concerned about the effect that inflation is having on the U.S. economy. Major retailers are all down across the board, with companies like Dollar General, Costco, and even online retailers like Amazon seeing heavy losses today. Crude oil today dropped a little over 2.5%. The Dow fell an astounding 1,161 points today. The NASDAQ sank by 566, and the S&P 500 lost 164. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Wednesday edition on Family Life.
Come now, you who say, we will go into such and such a town and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. That passage in James 4 teaches that only God knows the future, but you should still prepare by setting priorities for your money. Now's the time to get out of debt. Make a plan to pay it off and stop using credit cards. Next, tweak your budget to account for inflation. Trim something from the entertainment category or give up a meal out each month. Finally, if you don't have an emergency fund, begin building one today. Put something into savings each month until you have 3 to 6 months living expenses. Make those your money priorities, and your fear of the future will fade away. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
And still to come this Wednesday, Big Mac Attack in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our weather maker in the short term will be a warm front. Ahead of that front, we can expect showers tonight and a few rumbles into tomorrow. Behind the front, temperatures, they surge into the 80s, if not higher, heading into the end of the week and the start of the weekend. But for the night tonight, cloudy with showers. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy, a few more scattered showers. Afternoon rumbles possible on the Interstate 81 corridor through central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures, 60s and low 70s. Then on Friday, partly sunny, much warmer. High temperatures on Friday will climb easily into the 80s.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally, at 5, a Wisconsin man really, really likes McDonald's. Here's correspondent Jim Krasula.
Dan Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, has reached a milestone by eating 2 Big Macs a day every day for 50 years.
A lot of times people say, you look like I'm eating a Big Mac for the first time, and I guess that's how I feel sometimes. They're that good to me, and there's really nothing else I'd rather eat.
That's nearly 33,000 Big Macs. Gorski had his first Big Mac attack on May 17th, 1972. He says he hopes to continue his daily daily Big Mac devotion until the day he dies.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Crisula reporting, and that is the world we live in this Wednesday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.